So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidde Smoke Alarms help protect your family today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
On the sunny side of the street.
Who is this?
He's here, Willie's Blues Man.
Yeah. Hey, Willie.
With those, how y'all doing today?
Is he be not outside the door?
He be outside. He let me in.
Oh.
We're friends. Me and he be, we're good friends.
Oh.
This here is the way we know best how to make money.
Crossed over.
Well. Y'all are good at it, I'll tell you that. You're good to make money on the radio. I heard you before. Funny.
Gold dust at my
funny,
feet.
Funny, funny people. Three funny people. Frank, Dan, Peon. All funny.
Oh, thanks, Willie.
Y'all okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay? Good, Willie.
Yeah, we're great.
I'll tell you what. Hot.
Crunch,
you ever see that
hot
movie? Yeah, that Robin Williams movie, Good Morning Vietnam. He said, crotch pot hot.
You okay there?
Yeah. Frankie can't go over.
Well, Willie, a lot of cigarettes.
Perfect time.
A lot of smoky rooms and whiskey over the years.
You got that right.
too many maybe. Welcome. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 9th day of July. It's my daddy's birthday today. So I called him and said happy birthday. And I don't say what are you doing, because I know what he's doing. He's watching television. That's all he does.
Yeah.
He watches TV all day. What are you doing? Oh, well, watching television. So I don't do that anymore. And it's funny, when people get old.
You ask him, well, what he's watching? Is it the same thing every day?
Sometimes I don't think it matters, because he's napping in and out, and it's just on. The TV's just on.
Like
I don't
the History
think he,
Channel or something?
He likes the History Channel.
Yeah,
he likes it.
You should turn him on to Jerry Springer sometime.
I'm sure he's watched Jerry Springer. But it's funny. Old people, they don't watch any of the shows we talk about. Like if I said, hey, did you ever watch... I don't know. Pick a series that
he like Seinfeld.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what I was talking about. No. He would not know what that is. He wouldn't even know what I was talking about. They tend to watch. He loves baseball, so he'll watch the Chargers, because he's in San Diego. Padres, Chargers games, football, baseball, and Cardinals. When he can see it, he still loves the Cardinals. And anything history, like you said, History Channel or Spike TV, the jailhouse stuff, he'll watch that. But if you said Covert Affairs or NCIS, what?
Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. he would never know, never know what that is. And then the other thing that happens is, my brother is 2 miles from him, so that's a good thing, because my dad, like a lot of older people, has no clue what the internet is. He doesn't know what that is. And he asked me one time, What is the WWW stuff? Now, try to explain that to somebody. It's impossible. I just said, Daddy, it doesn't matter. You'll never need it. Don't worry about it. And like a lot of older people, he'll call my brother and say, my TV's out. And every time, it's the same thing. He hits the source button by mistake.
Oh, right.
So, you know, AV1 comes on, or input 1, no picture.
And then you got to get back to it.
Yeah. So my brother has to go over, pick up the remote, hit 1 button, And my dad will say something like, hey, we got our picture back. Well, yeah, it never really was gone. But he can't even understand what he did. If you try to say, well, you know, that's the source. But no, it just doesn't register. So you have to label on the remote and like a great big mark.
Don't touch this button.
Exactly. Or touch only these with marks on them. Power,
channel
volume.
Up, channel down.
Yeah, don't touch anything else. But sometimes it's an accident. Burke segment, do we have any?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right, this would be our control board operator. He simply goes by, at least with me, Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much. Do either of you in the room know what a cronut is?
A what?
Cronut.
Cronut?
Cronut.
Is it a food?
It is a food.
Is it like a croissant made into a donut or glazed or something?
It is, boy.
Dan! Way to go, bro.
This is the newest food thing that's taking the world by storm. It started in New York. And I think one place makes them. Sounds
fantastic.
It sounds awesome.
I love croissants and I love donuts.
And this place that makes them has a line like at 7 a.m. every day. And so there's even like a black market now for you can pay somebody to stand in line for you and buy these cronuts. They sell for $5 a piece.
Wow.
But people are paying up to $40,
$80 a piece. You know what there's a black market for too? This Afro Sheen.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Black hair product. I don't even know if they still make
that.
I don't even know if
they have a lot of products, but yeah, I don't know that one. But yeah, so cronuts. I can't wait to. I don't know if anybody in the area makes them, but
we should start a shop. There you go.
It sounds.
What's inside? Is it? What's in it?
Well, the ones I've seen look like a glazed donut. You know, a regular circle with the hole cut out, but it's just croissant dough. It's
wow.
Like that flaky, layered.
Nothing better than a croissant with melted butter.
Oh, my God.
Oh man.
The best. It's the best.
They are.
Yes.
Real butter.
Yes.
And that little horseshoe shape that they have them in.
Well, yeah, that's
because you're going to roll them up. Are they rolled up like that, or are they just?
No, it looks like a donut. It's in the shape of a circle. And
that's awesome.
But, yeah, so cronuts are the newest popular thing. All over the country. I don't know if we... the next thing I have is this one. For some reason, it's an Australian guy that's trying to come up with this. He's trying to come up with a new letter for the alphabet. And I think...
What?
Actually, a pretty good idea. It's he wants to make a letter that is essentially the word the. Since we use that so much, you know?
Yeah.
So he wants to create this letter. It looks like a capital T, but it's morphed with an H as well. And he wants to call that the letter the.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I know.
Not going to happen.
But, over the years, some people have tried. Well,
it's called shorthand, by the way. I mean, that's what he's talking about.
Right. It's essentially, well, he said, too, because the, you know, and has a symbol. It's the
ampersand.
The ampersand, right. And so he figures, and is only the fifth used word.
Yeah, but nobody uses the ampersand in a sentence. If you're writing Jim and Becky, you don't use that symbol.
No. You use
in writing.
Yeah. I mean, in text talk, I guess you do. You use that ampersand and the at symbol as well. There's a symbol for at. Why not?
Yeah, which, by the way, it's only two letters.
Why not the word "the"? Though.
Good luck to this guy.
Yeah, he wants to create that, and that's all I had today.
Dan, do you have a contribution?
I do not, but we have people that can tell us where to get the
cronuts.
Cronuts.
Man.
All right, let's close the Burke segment because there's nothing left. Burke segment is officially closed. Off to the phones we go. And if you want to jump in here for whatever reason, fine. It doesn't have to be about cronuts. It could be about anything. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Paula. How are you?
I am terrific since I talked to you.
Well, that's nice to say. What do you know about cronuts?
Well, they sell them at the Schnucks and High Ridge for 75 cents each.
Whoa. Okay. That sounds cheap.
And it's just bread?
It's a croissant. It's been fried, and it has glazed, like a glazed donut.
Oh, wow.
Fried.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So they're bigger than a glazed donut. So.
Have you had one?
It's a breakfast thing, I guess, right?
Well, who
for me, it's any time.
Yeah, donut. You can eat donuts any time of the day.
Well, we'll see the learning show. Yeah. We'll learn something today.
Are they as good as they sound?
Oh, yeah.
I bet they are.
It's a glazed donut.
All right. Paula, how old are you?
I am 48 years old.
Favorite age.
Thank you.
Remember you guys when I told you before the show, 48 is my favorite age?
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah. Paula, thank you for calling and listening. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Paula sounded like she's in a very, very good mood. She must be indoors.
Full of cronuts.
Full of cronuts, that's right. Mike, how's it going?
Great, thanks. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on that. Those things are available in every schnook store I've been in.
Really?
Yeah.
Only that store?
Well, I guess any of them.
Would Deerberg's have them or just that store? Just
I think Deerberg's probably has them, too.
And do they come, like, in multiples, or do you buy them one at a time at the bakery section?
No, they're in the donut case where you just open the doors and pick whatever donuts you want.
Have they had them for a while, or is this just recent?
No, they've had them for a while.
I've just heard about them in the last couple weeks.
What's the big thing in New Orleans?
They are good.
What's the big thing in New Orleans?
Beignet,
New Orleans thing? All right, Mike, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Everybody's in a good mood today. People are all, like I said, inside. Keith, how are you?
Greg, how are you, Frank?
I've never been better. Thank you.
Hello, the gang. How y'all
Keith,
doing
everybody.
Today?
Hey, Keith.
Doing great. What's up?
Good. I was going to say, Schnucks has had them for years.
For years?
For years.
Wow.
And they're really good. They're a little crispy on the outside and that nice flaky dough on the inside.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, stop it right there.
Why don't you stop by and bring us some?
Yeah.
You know what? If you just added butter and cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
That's good, too.
All right, do they only come one
way? They don't have them at Deerberg's. I've never seen them anywhere else.
Wow.
Just at Schnucks.
All right, Keith, thank you.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too. We're already having a good day, but thanks. This should be, yes, and it is, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Yes. Hi, Frank and the gang.
Thank you.
AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What's up?
You were talking yesterday about the flight from Phoenix to St. Louis.
Yes.
Well, I was on the 12:15 flight out of Phoenix. I didn't know which one you were on.
Now, we got in here by 12:40. Ours left Phoenix at 9 o'clock or whatever. St. Louis time.
We actually got in at 5:30, I believe. And you were talking about how people in flip-flops.
Yeah.
There was a guy in front of me across the aisle. He was a fairly large man, sleeveless shirt on, flip-flops on, and he sat there with his cell phone on the entire time when they said, turn all cell phones off, trying to get his Bluetooth on. I was like, not only are you wearing flip-flops, sleeveless shirt, it's hotter than heck, and now you won't even turn off your cell phone.
I wonder what would happen if you said to a guy like that, I just have to tell you, you stink. Now, what would happen? Would they throw you off the plane? And why? What grounds would they have for doing that? All you're doing is calling to this guy's attention. I just thought that you might want to know, you stink. And that's it. I just wonder what nobody does that because, you know, maybe they're afraid you get off the plane, a guy will beat you to death or something. I don't know. But there's got to be a way to put a stop to this because the world is turning into a bunch of complete slobs. You shouldn't travel that way, at least out of respect for the other people, just like you don't want to sit in a restaurant and look over at some guy's underarm hair. I don't want to see that. All right.
That's true.
Rob, appreciate the call. Thank you.
I would imagine. Could you complain to the flight attendant or something?
Yeah, but in this day and age, the wussification of America, the flight attendant wouldn't do anything.
Yeah,
she'd say to you, well, I'm sorry, but there's nothing we can do.
We can't do it. I agree.
Passengers have the right to dress any way they want. Well, they shouldn't have the right.
And to smell really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sorry if it's stinking the place up. Too bad. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Frank. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Great, AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just want to let you know I went to First Community Credit Union today.
I was there today myself.
Did you get a popsicle?
No, they offered me one. I'm not a bomb pop guy. I'm like a traditional popsicle guy. I did not have one today, but I will.
Awesome. Yeah, my daughter and I went. They offered us popsicles. And my daughter got her first car loan for her first car today through First Community
Credit. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Beautiful. How old's your daughter? 35?
I would. 19.
19. You know what? That's a good, sound, safe age. Did she drive you nuts for the last 3 years?
Well, we let her use ours and drove us crazy, you know. And then my middle daughter just got her license, and so the two of them fighting over it, the car. So she decided to get her own. And First Community Credit Union couldn't have treated her any nicer.
Now, what's her first car? What is it?
Yeah, she got a Saturn.
Okay. What year?
2003.
All right, very smart. 10-year-old car, safe car. Yeah, that's a smart way to do it. She's got to pass that first with no accidents.
She's going to take it away to college, and that way it'll be nice and safe for her.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get along there. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, that's a big deal, man. I was 18, but I had to buy my own car. And some guy sent me an email today, and this is really pretty interesting. It was a site, and I didn't keep it. I should have. Where you can go and find all the original manuals and ads for just about any car, especially American made car. Yeah, just the way it looked if you'd bought it and opened the glove box and taken the owner's manual out. It's pretty neat. I looked at it.
Yeah, I got my first one at like 19 or 20. It was a Chevy truck, a 1500, I think they're called.
Yeah.
But my dad still has it. My dad still drives it every day.
He
took it over from me. So that's 15 years.
When you've been driving your mom's car or something, it's just nothing like your own car.
Oh, brand new, especially.
And then there's some sort of, I don't know, thrill if your dad ever says to you, hey, can I borrow your car?
Here's the keys.
Yeah, it's like you're empowered somehow. Yeah.
No way, Dad.
That almost never happened. Yeah. But I think one time my dad said, it's okay if I take your car. I went, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Gas back.
Be careful.
In it,
yeah.
Use it.
You should have filled it up.
I had a 1962 Bel Air.
That's the car we had as a family car.
And it was like the steering wheel was like a tractor tire.
Our family
tire.
Car was a Bel Air. See what a rich kid you were? You as a kid had the car we had as a family car.
Yeah.
That's how rich you were. Yeah. Spoiled rich brat. Johnny, how's it going?
Hey, Frank, great.
What's
nice
up?
Nice weather and hot day.
Yes, it is. It's miserable.
You were complaining about the cab service yesterday, too.
The airport cab service, yeah.
Yeah, it is a monopoly.
Yeah.
And I was going to suggest that's why we suggest you use a town car from one of the premium car services.
No, I use Laclede next time. I'll know better. What I do I do, and this time I just forgot, and I was at the last minute, and I thought, well, we'll just jump in this. I'm not going to do that again.
I was wondering if you need a sales lead. I was in a Meanies yesterday and just had to check out, their fine selection of pool tables and pinballs and it's a cool place, man. Unbelievable.
That's not a sales lead. That's just an endorsement, a testimonial. But if you get a sales lead, I'll take that too.
For you.
I'm sorry.
I went into the H.H. Gregg store next door.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you when you're out doing your sales calls or whatever you do, if you went next door, but I was talking to Justin, this one of the sales guys in there, and he said that they're the slowest performing H.H. Gregg. In St. Louis, there are four stores.
And that's
a Chicago-based company.
And the Valley is the weakest one?
Correct.
Wow. They need us.
So I was going to suggest that you might stop in there. In fact, I told his sales manager to call you.
Johnny, I appreciate that, but I don't solicit advertisers. Everybody on the air came to me. I know that sounds weird, but...
Hopefully I'll call you, Frank.
Well, we'll see how smart he is. What, Dan?
I would imagine
we'll see how smart he is. You got that right.
It's not per store. It's probably the...
Yeah, and it's probably a decision made in another city because it's a big chain.
But they need to understand. They're from Chicago. They need to understand what works here in St. Louis. And you, in Frank opinion, works in
Listen to Johnny. Listen to Johnny. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much, Johnny. Johnny outselling for me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Speaking of that, I went to the first Menards over the weekend. Holy cow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you've never been in Menards
I've never
before?
Been in a Menards before. Goodness. We went to the one in Illinois. I think it was
it's beyond belief.
Fairview Heights, I think.
It keeps going.
But yeah. It's
you
amazing.
Turn around and look, and it's like, they have this?
Well, first of all, I'll take all the lumber I need to build my house and a gallon of milk.
Yeah, because the only reason I went in is because you talked about it, and I needed a cell phone car charger.
Yeah.
And so I started walking in, and I see, lighting, and I go, they won't have that. And sure enough, they have a section, alarm clocks, everything.
It's the weirdest combination of stuff.
You can't call it a hardware store.
Yeah.
I went to the one in the lake at the lake last year, and it was like I was standing there with a friend of mine. And he goes, "Have you ever been in there?" And I said, "No." He goes, "Let's go."
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, and we just walked through. It's crazy.
They need to because, you know, they have on the front, they have like, lumber, the words of what they have right. in there. They don't really describe everything that's in there. They need more words.
But it's like a meaning. Because, if they describe what's in there, the sign would be the size of a football field. Yes. I mean, you can't do it all. Let's talk about kitchens. I found out something from Tom Price yesterday that I didn't know. And that is there's a resurgence in the interest for white kitchens. A lot of people.
Like white cabinets and stuff?
All white.
I love white cabinets.
Well, you know what? Apparently a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Because he's telling me how many customers are saying we want an all white kitchen. So I think they're going to be doing a campaign that's I'm dreaming of a white kitchen. And have it, your kitchen ready by the holiday. Yeah, we know that. So. And I told him, I said, I had no idea. I didn't know that. And he said, yeah, that's certainly not the thing most people want, but a significant number of people are into white kitchens. Now, there's one thing I want to help you with here. There's still some confusion, not a lot, but some, about Thompson Price and its association, which there is no association with another company. Here's how you'll know you're dealing with the right place or in the right showroom. If the word Price, which is actually a name, it's Tom Price's name. If that name Price is not in the name of the company, you're not at the place we're talking about. You're somewhere else. So Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. There is no affiliation with another company. There is no subsidiary. There's no branch. It's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. And if you want the kind of quality and the kind of kitchen that I'm talking about and the kind of work we had done, well, now I can't even imagine the choices, but 16, 17 years ago when we did our kitchen, I still think it looks great. Then you want Thompson Price. And if you're in a showroom that's not located in De Pere next to McAllister's Deli, in there with TJ Maxx, about a half mile east of 270, you're in the wrong showroom. Website, thompsonprice.com.
And let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, it looks like we do have some stop-and-go traffic now on southbound 270, and it's happening from, looks like, between Clayton Road Overpass, Manchester down to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, the usual slowdown between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. If you're traveling on westbound 64, still looking pretty decent until about 270, and then you're slow between there and Mason. A little heavy as you approach the Boone Bridge. Also on eastbound 270, we're slowing down midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Coruscant. And this traffic report brought to you by BP Driver Rewards. BP Driver Rewards, a new program that lets drivers like you save on quality BP gasoline just by using BP gasoline. Pick up your brochure at your local BP station for details and to join now. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnars Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
If you have a dog or cat and can answer yes to any of the following questions,
Stay tuned for an exclusive radio offer. Has your pet lost their energy and playfulness? Do they struggle up and down the stairs? Do they seem depressed or irritable? If you answered yes to even one question, your pet may be overweight and you qualify for a free bottle of a new pet weight loss breakthrough. Just call 1-800-700-0210. The scary fact is, even a few extra pounds puts your pet at risk for diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, even early death. But now you can show your pet how much you love them by taking off the weight that's hurting them with this breakthrough from Fur Family. It's the first weight loss solution of its kind for dogs and cats. So if you answered yes even once, your pet is depending on you. Call in the next 5 minutes for a free bottle. But hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-700-0210. 1-800-700-0210.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? 60? 40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-900-2029. That's 1-800-900-2029. 1-800-900-2029. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In other news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
Yeah, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Our broadcast, Dan Strauss is about to step into the TIT, the Travel Instantaneous Tube. Let's see, he's getting in it now. He's going to transfer. Oh, there he goes. Now he should be almost instantly down in the KTRS traffic center. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's very noisy down there.
It is.
Something must have just happened.
Right when Tim Weiland finished his report, he called one of the traffic spotters out there, said, "Holy something," and watched a tree on westbound 44 just west of 141 fall across the highway, fall across westbound 44, and only the left lane is getting by.
Now, I didn't know there were big, tall trees along the edge of the highway.
I didn't know,
up on those bluffs.
Yeah, I guess
those fell
bluffs.
From a, wow. Yeah. So, this is instant. This just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
That's the reason for the commotion in the traffic center.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going crazy.
Now, I understand we have a new intern. What is her name? I can hear her.
Emily.
Emily?
Yeah.
Welcome Emily for us. Tell her she's doing a great job, and then you get in the tube and come back up here.
Do we know where on 44?
Westbound 44, west of 141.
West of 141.
Just west of 141.
All right, hop in the tube.
All right, I'm in the tube. I'm coming back. All right. Okay, I'm back.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Pretty fast. That is instantaneous.
I've never been. Does it make you dizzy? Because it's the G-forces are.
It's really fast, but I think it's pressurized. As soon as the door closes, it's pressurized.
I see the label. It says this tube pressurized for your protection.
Yeah.
I see that now. Now the tray button the pressure out.
Yeah. No, that wasn't.
We are so high.
That wasn't the tube.
Oh, that was you?
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
It
must
you were
upset
pressurized.
It must upset your stomach.
Yeah, it gets me worked up a little bit.
I got a nice email here. I'll read it to you. And then we'll take some calls or whatever. I hear the numbers just in case. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Dear Frank, my wife and I recently bought a full-size bed with a trundle for our toddler at the Ashley store on Manchester. Let me stop the email and tell you. My daughter has a trundle bed from Ashley. And if you don't know what that is, think of the wasted space under a bed, and you could crawl under it. It's just space. Well, they put drawers there. So in her little cracker box 800-square-foot house that she shares with another girl, this is like extra closet space. So I know exactly what I think that's what trundle bed is, unless I'm mistaken, because there's also another version of trundle where another mattress pulls out, and it becomes like a double side-by-side bed.
They call it a day bed?
Now, a day bed is like a couch that turns into a bed, but I think this drawer thing we got is called a trundle. Either way, this person that wrote me this email, Jeff, goes on to say, we wanted something that was going to last a long time. The staff was very kind, very professional, took the time to help us and answer our questions. The main reason we bought it, Ashley, was because we had shopped the other competitor stores in the area, and Ashley had the best price for what we were looking for. And from what you said on the radio, they don't have sales because that's the price they have all the time. Makes me feel even more comfortable about buying it now instead of waiting for the next sale. We bought it, picked it up at the warehouse the same day. Thank you, Jeff. No, Jeff, thank you for the email and for shopping at Ashley Furniture Home Stores. For those of you who don't know the drill, if you really have ever watched the furniture store sale commercials and just sort of wanted to laugh, because they're so ridiculous, and I think they must get really tired and worry about running out of ways to continue to try to make every sale sound bigger than the last sale that was supposed to sound bigger than the sale before that, which was supposed to be the biggest sale ever. That gets hard to do after a while. So the best thing is just go ahead and put the prices all the time at what the sale prices would have been, and boom, you're done. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. And just think of it as one continuous constant sale all the time. That's it. Lamps. See, when I think of furniture store, I think bed, dining room, table, chairs, sofa, recliner. And I think of lamps, too, because they'll do 1,000 lamps in a couple of weeks at Ashley Furniture Home Stores. And mattresses, plenty of them. One of the biggest Simmons mattress dealers in this part of the state sold $6 million in mattresses last year. Ashley Furniture Home Stores, six of them in the St. Louis area, in Illinois, Edwardsville and Shiloh. On this side of the river, South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri, Ashley Furniture Home Stores. We can take a couple of calls, and Roger is on. Hello, Roger.
How are you doing today, guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Listen to that man talk about his daughter getting her first car.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter turned 16 a few months ago, and maybe I did what people shouldn't do, but we bought her a brand new car.
Now, you know what? Here's my take on that. If you can afford a new car, I'm all for it. If she's responsible because safe, and that warranty, there's a lot to be said for that. You're not going to have to worry about anything for a long time. And I think if a family can afford it, I have no problem. Unless the kid is a problem and a derelict, and you know they're going to go out and do something stupid.
Well,
put them in a junk.
My daughter is in straight A's. She's vice president of her class.
Well, there you go. She deserves
it. Child, but we went out and bought her a brand new Dodge Challenger.
I thought you were going to say new, like a new Bentley.
Oh,
wow.
No, just a Challenger.
Ferrari.
Now, when you say Challenger, people automatically think burning tires, rocket fast. No, the basic Challenger is not exceptionally fast. It's
we did get the RT with the V8. We got the six-cylinder.
All right.
You know, but it's still pretty peppy.
Yeah, sounds like Daddy likes it, too.
Yeah,
Daddy does like it.
Yeah, Daddy kind of bought the car for him, too. That's what I'm thinking.
The car I never had, I wanted.
There you go. There you go. Well, congratulations to your daughter.
Yeah, she deserves it. She deserves it.
I agree. Kids do well, make A's. Thank you very much, Roger. My older son's first car was a Buick Skyhawk with crank windows. I paid $2,500 for it. And the second son's first car was, this sounds big until I finish the sentence, it was a Lexus ES250 that I think we also paid about $2,000 to $3,000 for. Sounds big, Lexus, but it was an old, looked like more like a Toyota Corolla than a Lexus. And once they proved that they could drive them without killing people and themselves, then you step it up a notch. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me tell you something. This is coming out of the left coast or the west coast, whatever you prefer. But it's about anal bleaching.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, I'm sure you, I heard about it on your program before.
No, but, I don't know that we've ever discussed it, but...
Okay, well, I'm just saying that... these boys and girls are getting their anal cavities bleached and laserized.
I don't think it's
to make them pretty for their partners.
I don't think it's the cavity. I don't think it's the anything interior that
well,
you can't
the
see.
Surrounding
it's
surface.
Just, yeah, it's the surrounding
yeah,
area.
It's the outer rings of
the one that gets stained over the years of prominence.
Yes,
of,
we get you. Yes, we got
okay.
It.
And what I suggested to these people that prefer this is that Busch Stadium gives these people lifetime tickets to sit in the bleacher seats.
You got a big kick out of it.
Danny liked
Danny,
that one.
You really liked that the homemade joke.
I loved it. I thought of that myself, and I thought, what bleacher more seats? Of a purpose could they can congelate and to have praise gave him to their surgery? And to have a seat lifetime for the bleacher seats because they've been bleached.
Uh-huh. You'd have to prove it, and I don't think any Busch Stadium usher wants to.
They'd have to. It's like coming out of the closet, but this would be like coming out of the bottle of Clorox.
Yeah, I don't quite get that process. Frankly,
no,
I will never be. I won't be doing it, and I don't get it.
I think the majority of the clientele is in the
gay persuasion.
No, in the business of. Having relations on camera. Yeah, no, the porn industry,
yeah,
I think.
Pornography people, let's just put it that way, to make it more presentable on film.
They're just getting seen
and
a lot.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, well, that's all we need
more
to say.
I got another one if you got time.
Well, is it as funny as that one?
you're damn well it is.
All
I'm
right,
sure you heard about this.
Let's have
it's called optical sculpturing, where 14 to 23-year-olds are doing this. On the West Coast, and it will be coming to a town near you. And what they do, they pop open their eyelids and let their partner, whoever he or she may be,
lick their eyeballs.
Their eyeballs.
That's an Asian thing. We did a whole segment on it, and it's real big in Japan.
I heard about it, but I think you should bring that up because now I'm hearing about all the diseases that are coming upon this. There's people rushing to eye doctors. Walgreens is selling a hell of a lot more Visine than they ever did, and you talk to a couple eye doctors. And
I don't think
they're
it's
seeing really bad things coming through this. And you just don't play around with eye sockets. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
All right, thank you.
I personally don't think this is a big problem here. I won't be doing the first thing he talked about or the second thing, having my eyeballs licked by somebody. Mm-hmm. And I don't hear of that as a big problem here. I know in Japan it's supposed to be a problem. But
these kids,
hopefully, we're smarter than that. But I've seen some kids in the mall, and then I wonder, well, maybe we're not smarter than
you
that.
You look like an eye licker.
That's right. Hello, Juan.
Hey, Frank?
Yes,
Hank?
Sir. Juan, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to work in two of your sponsors with a kind of tagging in the story about buying your daughter a car. We bought her a beautiful little white Chevrolet years ago and had to have it brought in. She got backed into and had to bring it into Schaefer. Right. And she was very upset. It was her car, and she was so responsible for it and all that. She even named it, and she named it Carmen.
Oh.
And, Frank, do you know the joke about the gal named Carmen?
I've told the joke a dozen times. She likes cars, and she likes men.
Yes.
Yes, I've
How
told
did
it.
Get her name, yeah. And then the other one is my wife bought a round kitchen table at Ashley about a year ago, and I said, what, round? You know, we do square and or rectangle and all that. You know, she didn't consult me or anything. And,
well, hold on. Your wife did not consult. Why, that? My wife would never buy anything without asking me first.
That's absurd.
That is, Dan.
Right. Wow. Well, anyway, shocking.
Anyway.
Brings it home, and it's absolutely, no, don't tell her I said this.
No.
But it's absolutely perfect in the kitchen being round. I would have never even thought of that.
Yeah, so she actually was right. She was actually right. I know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I can't. And then this trundle bed, I guess Mrs. Pinion bought that because they slide the bed out underneath for you.
No, this is my daughter's little house in California. So.
Oh, I thought Mrs. Pinion bought a trundle bed for the, a full-size one.
Nah, she has her own bed in her own bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's at the other end of the house.
Oh, romantic.
Coming soon, her own house. Very romantic. Juan, thank you for the call.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Shoot, he said something to remind you. I hate that when that happens, and I forgot what I was going to say. It's part of the age thing. Do I have any time for one more?
Sure.
One quick one. Let's go to Don. Hello, Don. Don Juan. In reverse. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I'm in the PM
Thank
in Chatham,
you.
Illinois.
Chatham, Illinois. Tell everybody you hello bet. In Chatham. What's up?
You bet. Well, that guy, what, before the last caller with his the eyeball and the other thing?
Yeah, the other thing.
I don't know. I'm thinking that guy's spending way too much time on the Internet looking up stuff.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
now,
like
I was thinking about your joke yesterday.
All right.
Although putting the word your in there does change it and kind of makes people, kind of startles people.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's funnier with the quiet, you'll wake my mother.
Well, that wasn't the original joke. The original joke was just quiet, you'll wake mother.
And oh, mother.
Assuming it was her.
My mother. It's implied. With
but you don't, your level of, your lust for disgust is not as high as mine and Peon's. We wanted to find out how to make it even more disgusting, so we make it, you'll wake your mother, and now it's really disgusting.
Oh, yes, I understand. I will try to pull myself down to you guys' level.
Well, it didn't take a while, but you'll get there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Yeah. Pretty gross down here. I don't know if I recommend it.
Yeah, we love it. It's a lot more fun. Associated Physicians Group, APG, that's what the APG is for. To me, it's all pain gone because that's what your goal is, all pain gone. Physical therapy and pain management centers, three of them in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. Knee, neck, back, shoulder. Those are the big four. Now, there are other reasons people go in there, obviously. People go in there with carpal tunnel and migraine headaches. And you almost have to watch these people work, and I did, and see this facility to understand or appreciate this. Now, if you're lucky, you'll never need to go to a place like this. I've never had to have physical therapy. I know I've needed physical therapy at a couple of points in my life, but I just didn't do it. Because I'm weird that way. But if it were something serious enough where I'm in such pain and can't move this or move that, yeah, then I do what you have to do. And this is certainly a lot better than some of the alternatives. And a lot of times the alternative is surgery. Now, they can document and show over 5,000 people who have come to them who have been told they absolutely had to have knee replacement. 90% of that 5,000 that went to APG ended up not having knee replacement. That's a very impressive number because what they needed, they found at Associated Physicians Group in the form of physical therapy. And physical therapy is a if it's done right, It requires people who really know what they're doing. In many ways, they're at the same level as any doctor or registered nurse because they're that good at what they do. And pain is something that, it's one thing, pain occasionally or minor pain, but people who have ongoing, regular pain, it's just not a way to live. And my suggestion would be, if you know, now maybe you don't know yet, but you find out you're going to have physical therapy, why not just go where the best job can be done in the shortest period of time? In other words, they're not going to take a shortcut and get you out quicker than you need to be, and you're not going to live there. You go in, you get your therapy, and you go home. They'll do it right, and they'll take whatever amount of time it takes to do it right. But they're not going to drag it out unnecessarily. And every time you go in, you're going to know you're in the hands of some really, really well-trained people. Under the direction of Dr. William Tom, trained at the Mayo Clinic and Washington University. APG. Website is apgpain.com.
Well, we have some problems out there on Highway 44 involving a tree. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Yeah, Dan. And, I heard Frank talking about that he didn't know there were trees along the highways. Well, what it is once you get past 141, you start going through the hill country out towards Six Flags. You've got those cliffs, and the trees are right alongside the highway. And one has fallen across the highway on westbound 44, west of 141. It looks like it's about midway between 141 and Antire Road. Two right lanes are blocked. The left lane is getting through. You've got traffic that's backed up to Mirage now. So a good long stretch there. And I don't see any MoDOT trucks out there to cut this tree away yet. So expect that to be a problem during rush hour here for at least the next half hour, 45 minutes. Now, we have some accidents. We've got one at Lee May Ferry, south of Rebus Barracks, that's involving a motorcycle. Another one up in St. Charles County at Mugi and Timber Ridge. Other than that, you've just got volume that's starting to build southbound 270 from Manchester through Doherty Ferry, westbound 70. That's stacked up now, 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. And eastbound 270 looks like we're heavy now near or a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, you can get a custom-built homeowner's policy for your most valuable investment. Now that's coverage with curb appeal. So talk to an Allstate agent about house and home insurance today and let the good life in. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy.